This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
As we talk to some of these asylum seekers, they're waiting for May 11th. May 11th, they believe, will be the day that they become without any documentation. They can come into the United States.
Back in 2019, South Texas Border Volunteers founder Dr. Michael Vickers had already declared the invasion of his property and neighboring properties a war. 4 years later, the situation has become an apocalypse.
How have things escalated?
Oh, it's unbelievable. What's happened, the groups have gotten bigger. The people are coming from more countries now, from Africa, from China, from all over the planet. And their disposition has changed. They're more combative. And when we encounter them, they want to put up a fight. And they're being led by gang members. We're seeing a lot of repeat people coming in. They can't give up for amnesty. They've been previously deported. They've got criminal records from the countries they come from or from here. And those are the type of people that we're encountering now. One of our operations a year or two ago, where there were 24 Guatemalans in it, they cut the gate on a pipeline 10 miles off the highway, and there were probably 24 in it. We were able to get air support, get the Border Patrol in there to get them apprehended. We had a guy with a rifle leading a group of 33 Chinese. And our guys stepped out from here to there. They were right on the trail. The guy almost ran over them. We got the drop on him. He ran over two of them, jumped in the fence, took off. We never caught him, but we were able to get 29 of them caught that night. All Chinese. And all of them at that time were paying $40,000 to $50,000.
Do they speak English really well?
We had one group of 16. There were three girls in there from China. All the rest were Middle East, and they spoke perfect English.
Horrific personal stories like that of Texas Gulf Coast War on Fentanyl founder Sarah Chittum should serve as a wake-up call to the exponential tragedies many more Americans will face.
As a mom who lost her only biological son, I often wondered, what is my purpose now? He was in and out of trouble quite a bit, and I was the epitome of a tough love mother. So at about age 19, he ended up getting kicked out of my home. He went to live with a childhood friend, and during that time, a home invasion occurred. The people that broke into the home did not realize that my son was home, and the man put my son in a headlock and told the girlfriend to shoot him. The girlfriend opened fire on my son and emptied her entire clip into him. My son had to spend over a month in ICU during COVID, where he could have no visitors, meaning during the most painful, shattered time in his life, I couldn't be there. And when he got out of the hospital, he feared. He feared for his life. Seth had never received justice for being shot, and he feared that the couple would come after him to finish the job. I'm sure he wanted just a little bit of mental relief, so he bought a pill from somebody he called family. That means to me that he trusted this guy. Unfortunately, that pill contained a lethal dose of illicit fentanyl, and it took my son's life. If you ask me, I agree that this needs to be declared a weapon of mass destruction.
Meanwhile, the Houston division of the FBI admits to posting the wrong photo and incorrect spelling of Texas mass murderer Francisco Oropeza, while Texas Governor Abbott is propagandized for stating the obvious.
Critics are outraged that the governor brought up immigration status at all in this case.
As the globalists continue their assault on the interior of the United States unobstructed, John Bowne reporting.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most pop would ever happen. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage yours and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a former special operations legend and a legend going back decades and decades as an investigative journalist around the world. But he is more popular and more informative than ever, Michael Yon. Michael underscore Yon on Twitter, Y-O-N, and michaelyon.locals.com. He's an American writer and photographer. He served in special forces in the early 1980s, and he became a writer in the 1990s, focused on military writing after the invasion of Iraq. Yon has also embedded on numerous occasions with American and British troops in Iraq, most prominently the deployment of the 1st Battalion, 24th Infantry Regiment, Deuce Force, the 25th Infantry Division in Mosul, Iraq, that entered in September 2005. Yon has vocal feuds in the United States military hierarchy. The nature of his reports is also controversial. However, Yon at one time enjoyed rock star status among the individual soldiers, according to NBC News. So Michael Yon joins us about the Darien Gap on the border of Colombia and Panama. And thanks to his reporting that they even admit it, Mayorkas claims they're shutting it down. But is that really happening? So the invasion point, the UN camps, the takeover of America, the replacement migration, what is Governor Abbott really doing? Is he good or is he bad? He has gotten to a local area right outside the jungle there that does have uplinks. There's almost no internet there. We appreciate him hiking dozens of miles today just to be on with us. We'll try to give him the floor for the 45 minutes we have with him to cover the historic developments. So, Michael, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm at the edge of the Darien Gap now near San Vicente Camp, and actually here comes migrant to me now. And also, and right behind me are two Chinese. There's at least six staying in this hotel that's right next to a camp. So they actually make it to the Darien Gap. The lady in the black is sitting down, and the man in the white, they have they're speaking Mandarin, but they have an accent from northern China, and they won't talk with me, but they're quite rude and aggressive, as many Chinese tend to be, but this is it. Let me show you. This is the camp, San Vicente camp, where one of the Darien Gap camps, where we have about 30 to 40 huge buses going through per day. This is Highway 1 right here, Alex. This is Highway 1 that goes all the way to Alaska. So they come out on this highway, Highway 1, and they go to Costa Rica. So this is where the buses line up right here. They line up. So the videos you've seen before of me, the buses at nighttime and daytime, this is where they line up. This is San Vicente Camp. This is the camp that Mayorkas has more than doubled in size, actually. He came here, and I see the migrants, aliens lining up. This might be coming soon. You'll probably see them because we'll be on for a while. Yeah, so this is what happens, Alex, every day. 30 to 40 buses, these buses fit. That's in Piragua. I made that video down inside the Darien Gap. And actually, that's a Venezuelan. I made that video as well. Yeah, and so, as you know, for the last, since Biden was installed. Oh, actually, where that bus is right now, that's where I'm standing, actually. So this is where they line up every night and day, and they just head all the way up the coast or to the border of Costa Rica, and there they cross over into Costa Rica and keep going. That video, I made that as well. That's Bajo Chiquito. And so, yeah, Alex, this is a full-fledged invasion. There's a huge amount of violence out here. A lot of it's actually from the aliens themselves. And they're becoming increasingly aggressive. I saw your previous guest talking about it, how aggressive they're becoming. It's unbelievably true. In fact, here comes Chinese now. They'll be coming out of the hotel. So, yeah, so they just came through the Darien Gap. And they often, the Chinese in particular, will be walking down Highway 1 at night.
I mean, I don't want to put you in a bad position, but you're a tough guy. Do you mind going over and talking to them for us?
Oh, we'll try. Usually they won't. The Chinese generally won't. Every once in a while they will. We'll try. But these guys already tried earlier.
Well, you've got to be proud of your work. You've been down there off and on for years, and now it's the Darien Gap's getting a lot of attention. So congratulations to you and Jordan Peterson, I know, having you on about it.
Yeah, Jordan's been asking for updates down here for quite a while. Yeah. Are you from China? From China? Gina, you speak English? Huh? A little. Can you talk with these people? Here, put this in. He speaks in English. Put it in. Oh, good. Where are you from in China? Hola. Where are you from in China? Alex, go ahead.
Sir, how far did you travel? Did you come from China?
Can you hear him, Alex?
Yes.
So you come from China. How did you get here? Did you go through Quito? How did you get to here?
Yeah.
Quito?
Yeah.
And how much did it cost? How much money?
$400.
$400. Yeah. Now, how much did it cost to get from China to Quito, Ecuador?
I don't know. Maybe $2,000.
$2,000 to Quito from China?
Yeah.
Where are you from in China?
China.
Where in China? Beijing, Shanghai, Chengdu?
Yeah.
Fujian. Oh, you speak Fujian. Yeah. You speak Cantonese? Cantonese? Fujian. Okay. He's from Fujian. Fujian. Oh, okay.
I can't
speak. Asking,
how did
sir,
you get a passport?
How did you get a passport? And where are you going? Where's your where's your final destination?
Where will you go?
Where will you go? We can the America. I love sons. We can get married.
Where will you go in America? Where?
I have no find a place. Just go America.
What does he think
go
he's going
to
find? What is he? Why is he coming to America?
What?
Why will you go to America?
So he wants to live in a better country and make money. Which I really can't blame him for doing. Ask him why he didn't try to come legally.
Why did you not come legally? Why not fly to Los Angeles or New York?
We only need to couple of days, just the dollar.
He's saying his money's worthless in China. So ask him this.
Yeah.
Ask him what it was like during the lockdowns, the COVID lockdowns. What was that like in China?
During COVID-19, how were conditions in Fujian? COVID-19 lockdown. What was it like?
COVID-19, 3 years ago, I have a company, and we working for the cycle.
Recycle.
We play the because of the COVID-19, government
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joint stations. All right, Michael Yon is with us right now. I'm trying to give him the floor during this 10-minute segment. Give us a report on what the Darien Gap is, the 35,000-foot view, then the local view on the desperate situation there with the UN running these camps and the intel you sent us. Michael Yon.
Oh, yeah, actually, the Red Cross is right behind me. We can go talk with them. They're the ones handing out the maps. Remember those big maps that I sent you that, you know, shows you how to get through Central America and Mexico up to the United States? Yeah, that's the people handing them out behind me back over there. And so the Red Cross are actually handing out those maps. Yeah, actually, this is a map that Matt Bracken drew. And but I like the way I took Matt Bracken down here, by the way, you know, the former Navy SEAL officer. And I took him deep into the jungle, man. He's a go-getter. And so, but I like the way Matt drew that out because he shows the two hourglasses. There's the 5% of world trade goes through the Panama Canal, and then a huge part of the world population can go through the Darien Gap. And so that's the reason anywhere I go, Alex, is a good place to watch. For instance, I'll be in Texas next week, or I'll be in Texas in probably 3 days. And because of, you know, what's happening with Title 42. But also I go to places like Netherlands. Netherlands is another key point in this global war. And also I was just on Ishigaki Island in Japan a few weeks ago, another key point in this war. So I'm going from these key places to key places. And Panama, where I'm sitting now, is one of the most strategic places on Earth. And so these NGOs, they eat here, they have lunch here, the Red Cross and OIM and UNICEF and Norwegian Refugee Council, highest, they all eat lunch at this restaurant. That's why I'm here, you know.
Well, that's the 35,000-foot view. Explain what Title 42 means. Biden's obviously sending 1,500 troops, not to stop it, but to facilitate it. Explain how the UN dissolving the borders, the refugee centers, Title 42, Biden saying surge the border, the press secretary claiming immigration is down 90%, huge lie. Give us a 35,000-foot replacement migration battle plan of why the State Department's handing out the map we're showing on screen that you got telling them how to invade.
That's funny. That's the Red Cross map that the people behind me hand out, actually. And they tried to cut off the bottom where it shows that it came from Red Cross a couple of weeks ago when I got that map. But, yeah. You know, Title 42 is supposed to be an anti-COVID measure, right? Or, you know, but it's nonsense. For instance, the pandemic or the diseases that are going up this Highway 1 here to my left, for instance, MDR-TB, multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, all the serious doctors out there know exactly how dangerous tuberculosis is. Tuberculosis is one of the ultimate pandemics. I mean, it makes Spanish flu look like a child. I mean, tuberculosis is up there with yellow fever. It's up there with smallpox and black death. Tuberculosis is a man-sized pandemic, right?
And for people that don't know, sometimes they're incurable.
Yeah, the MDR, the multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, is known to be going up this highway every single day on these buses. Buses filled with people from 140 different countries, and they ride all the way up and all the way to the United States. And again, there's a lot of diseases that are breaking out here now that weren't prevalent here before. Malaria has always been here, but it's not been as bad as it is now. Now it's like the Indians are getting malaria like crazy. Where I'm sitting at right now, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was some of the local Panamanian men were very angry. There were six of them. They were elders, and they were having a meeting on how to shut this stuff down, you know, because their people are getting sick.
Well, let's explain. All the new bugs coming in lowers the immune systems of the natives, and then something that was already dangerous, it was more dangerous. We all know the majority of Native Americans were wiped out by smallpox. So this open border issue is no joke. Explain that.
No, tuberculosis is like super no joke. And not only that, the Darien Gap here is also a front line against screwworms, which you may have never heard of screwworms before. I think I mentioned them to you, Alex, the last time we met in your studio. Screwworms are spread by a fly
that
they are
USDA,
a flesh-eating fly that got eradicated in the 60s in Texas. We eradicated here. People don't know. Explain it. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah. And they, so that was back when the USDA actually did its job, and they pushed it down like a war on these flies. And now the Darien Gap, which is where I'm on the edge of it right now, the United States government has a facility in Panama, about an hour flight from me here, and they irradiate millions of flies, male flies, every month, and they spray them out with sort of like crop dusters over the Darien Gap. And the females only mate once in their life. And so if they mate with the irradiated, sterilized flies, then, you know, that keeps the population down.
And I interrupted now, you, but you were trying to explain what a screw fly does. They don't eat dead meat. They eat live meat.
Oh, yeah. Cows walking around, you know, being eaten alive, and sheep and dogs and everything else. Now, we haven't heard of it because our grandparents were very smart and fought it down to this line of scrimmage down here, the Darien Gap. This Darien Gap is important for many reasons besides just being an hourglass to the world, to the United States. It's also, right now there's trails all through the Darien Gap. There's definitely going to be eventually a road built through there, and that means everybody and their grandparents can just come through on highways. And that's clearly what's coming. And also, as you know, Mayorkas was just down here with the Southcom commander and also the worthless U.S. ambassador. And what they're talking about now, or they're not just talking about it, they're executing. They're going to do flights directly from Colombia and directly from Guatemala to the United States. They're just going to be flying them in. They're already doing that, but they're going to increase the level. And we saw the presidents Bush, Obama, and Clinton all talking about, 10 days ago or so now, and they were talking about how they're working with American Express and others to fund getting these aliens on airplanes so they can just fly directly to places like Kansas. They're just going to bypass the Texas border, right?
Yeah, explain that. When he puts 1,500 troops on there, they are just to facilitate. The Border Patrol's even admitted that, not like Trump who actually used them to use Title 42 to send them back across.
Yeah, and what are 1,500 troops going to do, even if they're the best troops we've got who have instructions to interrupt the flow? Nothing. You know, I've seen it when we had 150,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And what did they do? They lost the war, right? I was there. I was in Iraq 2 years, and I was in Afghanistan 2 years, 4 years. You know, 150,000 troops is nothing, and they're only sending 1,500, and those 1,500 are there to facilitate our own invasion. This is suicide by government. I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States. You know, and it's clearly, they're destroying our economy. We can see that. We see the U.S. dollar is collapsing. We see China is taking over slowly but surely Panama. You know, they got a Confucius Institute downtown at the University of Panama. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. You know, what they do at the Confucius Institute. I've told people, I've been attacking Confucius Institute since 2014. That's when I started going after them. But Confucius Institutes, they set up these classrooms in universities like Harvard and these sorts of things. They pay money to the university. They have their own teachers come in. And they say, you know, you've got to have Mandarin instruction and know China because China is the future, that sort of thing. But what they're actually doing is they're recruiting the elite children. They're getting them scholarships, and they go over to China, and they're recruited. They get them. They do the normal mice thing, you know, the mice thing that we've talked about before, money, ideology, coercion, ego. That's how you recruit spies, right? Mice, mousetrap, right? And so, you know, they get them on the videos. They recruit them. They groom them and that sort of thing. There's a great FBI counterintelligence film. You can find it on YouTube called Game of Pawns. Game of Pawns. Any young people that are watching this, or if you have young people in your family that were offered a scholarship to China, do not go. Don't do it, right? Look
Game of Pawns. Michael Yon, stay right there. We'll be right back. Amazing. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Our enemies creep around. They use covert war. We use truth, justice, and history against the enemy. Michael Yon is an incredibly famous soldier, special forces operator, even more famous on the ground, investigative journalist of the highest caliber. We're very honored to have him. Right here, he sent me a photo that's on his Twitter. Mass migration brought to you by the sponsors, UNICEF, that's the UN, the State Department, and the EU. That's who gives them the debit cards. That's who brings them over. And simultaneously, George Soros will be in an NBC article saying, I get billions of State Department money to do this. Then if you talk about it, the ADL calls for your arrest. They say if you talk about replacement migration, you should be arrested. Well, here's the UN's own replacement migration document from 2001 on screen saying it's their plan to take over the West while exploiting these populations. So he's at the Darien Gap on the border of Colombia and Panama. And I wanted to ask you, sir, you said, yeah, it's vindicating, but it makes me sick. That's the same way. You've been down there for over a decade. Obama was really starting the smuggling to the next level. Trump clamped down on it. Now Biden's blown it wide open, saying, surge, as soon as I get elected. Now the surge is there. He's pretending like he's trying to control it, but he's not. But you see the congressional hearings. Maybe you haven't been down there for weeks. They're having hearings now saying what you and I were saying a decade ago. Massive smuggling, releasing child predators, tens of thousands of kidnapped children. I mean, this is indescribable. Talk about that. And is the Darien Gap being shut down, like Mark said 2 weeks ago when you were down there covering it? And what's the big picture? And from a battle-hardened journalist and a veteran who literally probably is the smartest person when it comes to this overall, what would you do if you were president?
It's very easy to shut it down, Al. It's super easy. I mean, for instance, almost every time you bring it up to people, they'll say, oh, you can't shut it down. I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you talking? You know, I mean, it's like you can shut it down. Panama shut it down. During the COVID lockdowns, there was nobody got through here. This place was locked down for 1 year. Nobody got through. And so it's quite simple, right? The mechanism to shut it down is simple. First of all, you need an obstacle. That's very helpful. You got the Darien Gap. We got the Caribbean Ocean. Or in Europe, you've got the Med, that sort of thing, right? So there's great. That's an obstacle. Or build a border wall. The desert's very helpful in Texas and that sort of thing. The next is you need manpower to man the border. And third is policy, policy, policy. You don't give free stuff away. If you want ducks, throw corn on the ground. The ducks will come, right? So, I mean, if you're giving away free stuff, you're throwing gold on the ground or whatever, you're always, you have to have those different layers. One layer is obstacle. Next layer is manpower. Next layer is policy backed by manpower that deports people. If you get caught 10 years, you've been in America for 10 years and you've got a business and whatnot, tough luck, you're out. Right? That's it. So if you have that sort of policy, you don't give away free medical, you don't give away free anything.
So bottom line, they have giant magnets sucking these people in.
Oh, absolutely. It's that human osmotic pressure, the HOP. The human osmotic pressure is the push and the pull of migration. And, you know, there's always the human osmotic pressure, always. Even within Austin, let's say somebody will move from one side of town to the other because whatever, right? It's better neighborhood, better job, whatever. So the human osmotic pressure is always there. But in this case, as you know, massive human osmotic pressure is being created in the service of weaponized migration. The weaponized migration is a replacement strategy. It is, they're open about it. They don't hide it. They're in your face. And, of course, then they say you're a conspiracy theorist, even though they published the book on it, right? Even though they say it constantly in the World Economic Forum. And CCP is very clear about it. Chinese Communist Party is crystal clear. That's why when you're in Hong Kong, you'll see that. Look at the top of my Twitter. You'll see the Chinazi sign. That was a photo I took in Hong Kong. The Hong Kongers call the Han Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party masters. They call them Chinazis because Nazism is basically just adding a huge component of racism to fascism. So you just take the basis of fascism, add a huge component of racism. That's right. That's my. I took that photo in Hong Kong before they kicked me out.
And by the way, Xi Jinping, he admits, admires Hitler above all others.
Yeah, they're right in your face about it. They don't hide it whatsoever. And so, you know, and absolutely. Now, this is where the World Economic Forum, who you've been talking about for years and years, and, you know, people used to say you're crazy. It turns out you're not. You're right. Your headlights see very far, much further than most people's headlights. So it sounds crazy, but it's all turned out to be true. But as you know, the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party, they cooperate extremely closely. They have intermediate and short-term goals that are they coincide. Their Venn diagrams overlap quite a lot. But at the end of the day, Chinese Communist Party wants the world to be on Chinese. And
that's right. So there's finally that split that started in the last few years of Obama. Why was there a globalist split with the Chi-Coms? Describe that for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, of course, Obama wants the world to be his color, and Chinese will kill him. and they're open about it. They will wipe out Africa. They will wipe out everybody that's not Han Chinese. They don't hide it. They say it loud and clear. And so, yeah, so and at some point, Obama is smart enough to recognize that he's on the termination schedule for the Chinese.
And let's quantify that. But when you think of, like, white people being the racists, as the media tells us, but the Chinese dominant group is the most homogeneous group. They are the most racially, quote, pure group, and they openly preach racial supremacy.
Oh, I've spent about a year running around China, you know. I've been to Tibet and Shanghai, Beijing, just you wouldn't all over the place, right? And their racism is absolutely severe. And they don't hide it again. It's right in your face. Like they're doing, they do genocide the way Americans go to McDonald's. I mean, for instance, what they're doing to the Tibetans and to the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. And what they're doing to the Mongolians, and what they do to each other, what they'll be prepared to do.
And look
to
at the leftist London Guardian. Look at the leftist Haaretz and London Guardian attacking the Hong Kong and Taiwanese for saying Xi Jinping's a Nazi. Literally, they're saying he is a race leader, and then the left is defending the race leader.
Remember, the Han Chinese, who are Mandarin speakers, and everybody who comes through here is a Mandarin speaker. That other guy, he's from Fujian, so he'll speak Fujian Mandarin. The point is these are all Mandarin speakers. Like, I've taken one of my recent trips, I took a Mandarin speaker and I took a Cantonese speaker. I took two translators, and none of the Chinese that we talked to spoke Cantonese. And if you look at Hong Kong, which is mostly Cantonese-speaking Hong Kong, the mainland Chinese, the Han Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party specifically, they're doing a soft genocide against the Cantonese speakers.
Explain that. So is it fair to say that the mainland Chinese are the most powerful racist group on earth?
Oh, easily. Yeah. I mean, you know, in the old days when people said, you know, the Japanese are going to take over the world, you know, which is ridiculous. There's like 70 million of them back in the 30s, right? It's like 70 million Japanese and probably 12 of them spoke English. Japanese were never going to take over the world. But I tell you what, Han Chinese, they could actually do it. They have the technology. They have the will. It's part of the cultural DNA to just wipe out the other, basically weed the ground and replant with your own seed. I mean, that's clearly what they're doing. And they say it again. This is not conspiracy theory. This isn't me thinking it up one night. This is them saying it and executing. And again, the Cantonese-speaking Hong Kongers, I spent 7 months there in 2019 and 20 before they kicked me out. But before that, I've been there off and on through the years. They look different to me. Like, I can tell the Hong Kongers apart. They don't look the same to me as Han Chinese. And they are different. Everything, their culture is very different. And they're smaller. They're actually more refined than most of the Han Chinese are. And the Han Chinese are wiping them out. And they use weaponized migration. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party, they were putting about 100 to 150 mainland Chinese into Hong Kong per day for year after year after year.
They did the same thing in Tibet and now the same thing in the West in Mongolia taking over the Uyghur.
Oh, yeah. When I went to Tibet, you know, I was like, you know what? Tibetans aren't getting this back. You know, I've been up to northern India with the Tibetans, and I'm, you know, where else? Nepal, of course. I spent a year in Nepal. And, you know, they're not getting Tibet back. I mean, you can fly all the prayer flags that you want and whatnot, but you're not getting it back. Not unless, you know, some pandemic wipes out the Han Chinese in Tibet or something. And the same thing with Xinjiang, right? Interestingly, the other day I was out in one of the remote villages here, and one of the Chinese, he spoke English, actually, and he said that there was, I asked if there was any Uyghurs. He said, oh, there's somebody, or he told me there's somebody from Xinjiang.
Hold on, incredible. Said, oh, Michael Yon, stay there. Final segment straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That's what the system's doing, coming after our children. Another brick in the wall. Wow, Michael Yon. Norm Pattis couldn't come on next hour. One of the lead attorneys for the Proud Boys. Because there's more charges. The jury's still out, not just a seditious conspiracy. But Michael Yon's back in Texas next week. He says he'll come in studio with us. Cannot wait. Michael Yon, investigative reporter. Michael-Yon, or underscore Yon on Twitter. Just search his name. You can find all his great work. In closing, in the segment we have left here, big picture, with the drone attacks on Putin's residence at the Kremlin, all the insane things happening with bank collapses, the investigations coming out that Hunter Biden was a Chinese spy, big picture, what do you make of the world right now?
It's amazing. The footage of the wars are obviously increasing. Any fool that tells you they can start a war and know how it's going to start and how it's going to play out should not be trusted with a war, because wars always do one thing. They get out of control, right? And they get out of control, and they always go in a way that nobody planned. What's happening here now is the food shortages pick up around the world, including here in Panama, by the way. I hired two people last week to go around and check a bunch of different villages and different parts of Panama. There's starting to be not actually food shortages, but job shortages. And job shortages, when people cannot afford the food, ends up being people start stealing food and that sort of thing. And so that creates more of that hop, that human osmotic pressure. Panama, where I'm at now, is being destabilized. The Panamanian government told me a couple of weeks ago in a long meeting that about 11% of Panama now is new Venezuelans, 11%. In fact, I said, stop, hold on, please repeat what you just told me. And she said, 11%. So I said, let me repeat what you just said. 1% are now new Venezuelans. And she said, yes, 11%. And it's destabilizing this country as the economies collapse. And for instance, there's other little things going on. For instance, the dry season has been very long. It's not rain today, actually. This is supposed to be rainy season. But Gatun Lake is pretty dry now. It's decreasing the flow. It's decreasing the traffic that can go through the Panama Canal. That, you know, that water is important to keep the canal going. So, I mean, there's all kinds of little things going on here. The prices of the nitrogenous fertilizers, I've reported on that extensively from Europe. For instance, you know, when Nord Stream was hit, that impacted nitrogenous fertilizer production at places like BASF. BASF is the biggest chemical company in the world, and their main plant, their biggest plant, is at Ludwigshafen, Germany. I was there at Ludwigshafen twice last year. In fact, I specifically asked one of the people in the plant, I said, what happens if Nord Stream stops? This was before it was attacked. And he said, well, you know, that means BASF at Ludwigshafen is dead, something like that. I've got it on recording. But, you know, you have to have that natural gas, which you've talked about it before, and David, other people have talked about this quite a lot. You have to have the hydrogen off the natural gas to combine with the nitrogen that we're breathing to create ammonia, right? To create the ammonium sulfate, the ammonium nitrate, the urea, these sorts of things, they're so vital. And, for instance, when I'm out with Dutch farmers, one of them, a pig farmer, told me about a month and a half ago, I was there for the elections in the Netherlands. He said, you know, I have this nice internal system of, you know, he takes his pig manure and he uses it to fertilize his pear trees and his Christmas trees. And I said, where do you get your pig feed? He's a smart farmer. His eyes lit up within like 1 second. He goes, oh, I get my pig feed from Brazil. And he started finishing the sentence. He's like, and my prices are really, you know, exploding. And I said, yeah, and, you know, Brazil's not getting the nitrogenous fertilizers that it needs. And that's where the United States gets a lot of our protein. They're not getting it because most of the nitrogenous fertilizer facilities throughout Europe are either closed or mostly closed. It's a big deal for places like India, as an example. For instance, Chinese here, and they're always loud. They're louder than Americans. The loudest people in the world are Chinese, and then would be drunk British and Americans. And so these nitrogenous fertilizers are now affecting people in Panama. One farmer that his name is Sebastian. He's 73 years old. He said his father and his grandparents, they've always been farmers. This is the first year, 2023, when he will not be farming because he cannot afford the nitrogenous fertilizers. He can't afford it. So he's going to be living off of his daughter who works for the Panamanian government. Obviously this can spiral quickly because there are a lot of
people. Yeah, so give people a big picture. They're cutting off the oil. They're cutting off the gas. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They want a post-industrial world. The average person I talk to goes, I don't care if the stock market plunges. I don't have money in the stock market. They don't get that affects them. So why do you think the globalists want to implode the world economy?
Oh, to destroy. Well, you've talked about it for years. Nobody knows it like you do. You know, they're clearly destroying Japan, destroying the United States, destroying Europe. Europe is just gone with the wind. You know, I'm in Europe quite a lot, traveling everywhere. And you can see that they're just, like, for instance, even Ireland. I was in Ireland some months ago talking with Mary Lou McDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin, total, complete leftist nutball. All she wanted to talk about was equality and equity and all this nonsense. And, you know, she's like, we will never have enough. Easy. She's like, we have plenty of food. We create enough food for 25 million people. We have fewer than 8 million on the island. I'm like, you know, famine is endemic to Ireland. You had a famine when you were surrounded by fish from 1845 to 1852, right? You've had a lot of famines here. Where do you get your fertilizers and your other chemicals from? They don't come from Ireland. You know what I'm saying? All these energy inputs and whatnot, they're getting very expensive. And Ireland is being overwhelmed with migration. These weaponized
Germany just shut down its three final nuke plants and will not allow hydroelectric or coal. I mean, this is the communists want to implode us to make us accept a new society. It's Clowered and Piven on a grand scale.
Yeah. I lived in Germany for 4 years. I lived in Europe for more than six, right? Poland and mostly Poland and Germany. And it's pretty good, don't you? It's funny, I've spent so much time in Germany, all over the place. I love southern Germany. But you know what the Germans always want to talk about when they meet Americans and English people? Within 30 minutes, I'll write it down and I put it in my pocket. Within 30 minutes, they'll ask me about my position on guns. And I'll pull out my piece of paper and say, you were going to ask me about guns. That really shocks Germans and English. And they're like, Yeah, you're that predictable. All you care about, you're a natural born slave. You talk like slaves. You act like slaves. You give up all your means of self-defense. You're all about the government taking care of you. I'm not like that. My grandparents came to America in 1609 and got shipwrecked on Bermuda. I come from an alpha stock that is not going to just give up, right? You know, we are real Americans. We're not Germans. We're not English. We're not you guys. I'm not a European.
Exactly. Alpha stock. I love it. People ask why America's different. We were the people that fled tyranny. Didn't mean we were perfect, but we were trying to find something new.
That's right. We've never been perfect, but we've never been quitters either. And, you know, we're not that. You know, I love Europe. I love rolling around Europe, but I'm not a slave. And the whole slave mentality just permeates across Europe and a lot of America. And a lot of these people that are coming in here, they have no concept whatsoever of a constitution. A lot of Americans have no concept of a constitution. That's why these people that are coming in will be eventually perfect slaves. They're coming, they're being sent to the United States and induced and pushed and pulled as a replacement strategy, just like Stalin did in Ukraine with the Holodomor. Just like Mao did, just like so many people have done throughout space and time, weaponization of migration is a well-known war tactic and strategy, and that's what's unfolding. And their whole intent and purpose is to be useful idiots. These are the useful idiots that are coming up on these buses every day, filled with buses and tuberculosis, there to replace us, and then they will be replaced with whatever numbers that the globalists want to have left behind. But I can tell you what, the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum, eventually they're going to duke it out. They're going to duke it out hard. And people like Bill Gates, he's not on their arc. He's not on the Chinese Communist Party's arc, nor is Obama.
The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Michael Yon, we love you. We appreciate you. Can't wait to hear in studio next week. You name the time when you get back with my producers. We'll put you on hold. You tell us when you want to be here, maybe Thursday or Friday, so make sure you got time to get back. But we want to have you in studio for several hours. God bless you. Be safe and go with God.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And God bless you. And I'll see you up in Texas.
Yes, sir. All right. Another fellow Austinite lives out in Redmond Springs. All right. We're going to go to break. The next guest is canceled. We're going to open the phones up, cover all the other news. Next hour, get ready for that. And I'll get into the AI attack we had yesterday with Tucker Carlson. Wait till you hear this. It's all next hour. Don't forget, Triodine, sold out for over 6 months. Finally back in stock, 25% off. It's amazing. It is the missing link, but the enemy doesn't want you to have. Everyone listening and viewing needs to get this now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Right there on screen, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsStore.com. While you're at it, get Real Red Pill, about to sell out, still 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, our great CBD oil, and 1776 testosterone boost, and Pain MD. We'll be back in hour number three with your phone calls and more. Spread the word, InfoWarriors.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.